Cobra, do you have us?
I do. I have you.
Corby!
Hey, Gordon. I'm looking for Mike Francesa.
Oh! He's all the way across the room.
Let me see if I can
find
him.
He's in the opposite corner from us.
Mike is the host of the Mike Francesa Show.
Yes.
And he's been a dear friend of ours for...
Right. He's someone we always like to visit with at the Super Bowl.
Kind of what I like to call a pioneer in this business.
Oh, no doubt.
And, oh, look, there he is. He's getting ready to sit down to do a segment with Rich Eisen.
Well.
Yes.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I don't know if he's getting ready to be on the air or
yeah,
what.
Yeah, everybody's buddies with people in this business except us.
Why is that?
Everybody hates us.
Why is that?
I don't know. We're just not very likable.
We're friendly.
Yeah, but...
Right?
Yeah, but we're turncoats.
In what way? That's what I don't understand. How are we turncoats?
Well, we smile in your face, and then all the time we want to take your place, because we're the backstabbers.
Quit quoting songs.
Okay.
Was that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, if you understood old school soul, you'd know that, but...
Actually, I like soul music. All right, I'm leaving Mike Francesa, because not only was he not able to talk, his many, many producers... were giving me a bad look.
Man, he has, what, 8 people around him just about?
Uh-huh.
And they're all sitting there and running boards and blogging and stuff.
I don't understand that. Is that surely not per his request? I would think not, at least.
Maybe a union thing. New York's a big union place.
Yeah, probably so. Just the fact, though, that... That would make me so completely uncomfortable.
What, having
that
people?
That was our setup at all. Yes.
I don't want people. You know?
No.
I do.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Hate people.
I do, too.
You're the one guy who always told me don't trust anyone.
My goal is to have 10 people working on this show. And all of them are actually doing something.
That's just ridiculous.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right now we have nobody who's doing anything.
God, especially me. What is going on in this media center right now?
See, that's why we need to do this earlier.
What time? Right. 2?
Well, I don't know. Let's do it at 2. Yeah,
jump in for Bud and Dan?
This is all thinned out right now.
Record wireless, and we'll replay it at 5:10.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
It's an awful idea. Wireless needs to be live.
And organic.
Yeah, and organic.
God.
Find girls. There got to be girls around.
Yeah, you know the sausage fest you spoke of earlier?
Yeah, seems to be underway.
Wow. This is what you would probably refer to as the greatest of all sausage
fests. Find Joe Namath.
He's not here now. You know what's funny is I'm looking at Sirius XM, which I don't know how... Have you seen the setup that Sirius has?
Yeah.
They occupy 1/4 of this room. The NFL Network occupies 50% of it.
Right.
Sirius... over here occupies the other part. You have 3 shows going on at once. Tim Ryan and Pat Kerwin.
Mm-hmm.
You have Mad Dog. Mad Dog's on right now. And I guess he's on right now. He's got his headset on. You want to go talk to him?
Yeah, go talk to him. See if he's on the air.
Well, he's wearing his headset, so I don't know.
Well, just kind of motion.
Let's just go ask.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You can hear him, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing sports broadcasting.
What's that? Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah, cool, man, thanks.
Who's that?
Well, just, I don't know.
That's one of the Sirius radio people.
Walk up to a random table and just say, hey, how's it going?
I'll talk to these two ladies right now.
Right.
Ladies, what are you doing here at the Super Bowl? Can we talk to you for just a second real quick?
Sure.
What are you guys doing?
We're here with Dan Pastorini, former Houston Oiler quarterback.
I'm familiar with Dan Pastorini.
Oh,
what are you doing with Dan?
Well, he actually just released an autobiography, Taking Flak, My Life in the Fast Lane. So we're out promoting his book, doing some book signings, some media interviews.
Now, who's giving Dan Pastorini flak?
Well, you know, he was the first quarterback to wear the flak jacket, so that's where that came from.
Big
Is that the
deal.
Basis of the book? Because I don't know how well that book would go over.
Oh, it's a great book. It's a tell-all, the you know, his life on and off the field. It's fantastic.
Now, are you in the publishing company, or are you arena, or are you what, PR?
Media relations, yeah.
With what company?
KGB Texas.
You in Houston?
In Houston, yes.
A lot of people from Houston around here. Let me ask you this. I'm seeing Dan over here. Do you think he dyes his hair?
You know, I haven't ever asked.
Maybe you should.
It really doesn't look like it to me, but I don't know for sure.
It's interesting, isn't it? Now, are you here all week?
We're leaving on Thursday.
You going to the media party tonight?
We are, yeah.
You are? You get pretty sloshed?
I don't know about that, but...
A little
What's
bit?
What's her name? What's her name?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
What's your name?
Megan.
Megan, okay.
How old is she?
How old are you, Megan?
32.
32.
Where does she live down in the...
Do you live in the Woodlands?
No, I don't.
You live by Rice?
No, but I work by Rice.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm very familiar with Houston.
You like trying new snacks?
Oh, wow. That's big.
Have you heard about the gay caveman?
I have not.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so tonight...
Is she with men?
We'll see. Well, yeah. Are you married? You married?
Yes.
Happily?
Happily.
Is your husband black?
Two.
Two kids at 32?
Yes.
How old are they?
5 and 3.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Is her husband
that's an
black?
Acceptable ratio. Is your husband in town, too?
No, he is not.
Is he going to approve of you going out and tearing it up and going out with Dan Hans Pastorini?
Yes, he approves.
He does?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
Is her husband black?
Is he black?
What? What?
Your husband.
What? Is he what?
Black.
No.
No?
No.
Don't act so shocked like it's so out of the question.
Why would you ask?
Well, I have a black wife.
Okay.
Golly, I'm sorry to step on your toes. Well, anyway, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, man.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you tonight.
All right.
I have a black wife.
Wow. Nice work.
Good job.
What?
Is he nice
black?
Work.
Is he black? Who? Your husband. Why would you ask?
I have never. Never.
Oh, crap. That's the question of the day.
That's right. Boy, you're off to a nice start here.
What, is your husband black?
Yeah.
I want to go back over here to, what was it? Fez and the Donger? What was the name of the show that we were over there yesterday?
No, it was Felcher and Geese.
Felcher and
Dung
and Maz.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bulger?
Felcher. Felcher.
All right, I'm going to go find... the Felcher.
Yeah.
Find Maz.
Ask him when the last felching incident he was involved
in. Okay, I don't think that's not what we're doing.
I don't know what it is. It's just something I've heard from you guys.
What? Here's a looker over here.
Well, no.
No. What is she doing?
Well, let's find
you see
out.
Her? No. Can you see me?
Yeah, I see you.
Do you see her now?
No, but let's find out. Let's find out more.
Okay, well, she's... She's talking to someone right now, and I'll bust in here in a second.
Ask if you can smell her hair.
You know what? I walk past her.
Mm-hmm.
She smells delicious. She really does.
Well, is whoever she's
like a fine crafted dessert.
Is whoever she's talking to right now more important than you?
Let me ask. Well, I don't know. They're like exchanging products or something. It's like it's some sort of...
It's probably lubricants of some kind.
There's no question.
Okay. Oh, she's with Yahoo Sports. I'm getting ready to go talk to her right now. I can see that she's...
All right.
She's talking to... she's talking to David Smoke.
We're affiliated with Yahoo Sports. There's your end.
Yeah, we kind of... Is that... Quit saying that. Is that who we run at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just tell them you're with Yahoo Sports.
Yeah. So okay. So you have every right to talk to her.
Hey, Brooke. I know your name because I read your name tag. I'm sorry. Hi, Dave. How are you, buddy? Brooke, right?
Yes.
Where are you from, Brooke?
I'm from Houston.
Everybody's from Houston.
God.
I don't.
The
it's
hell?
A big city, fourth largest city in the U.S.
It's like you guys make the playoffs and suddenly you send everybody out here to cover everything. I like it.
Yeah, we want to represent. I mean, we have something to brag about now.
Finally do. Right, not finally. You got a lot to brag about down there. It's a beautiful town.
But I think football-wise, after the Oilers left, it was a little bit sad. And Texans have had some disappointing years. So, you know, make the playoffs, kind of put them back on the map and get some respect around the league. So.
Are you a local?
I am local. I'm born and raised in Houston, but no one believes me because they say I don't have a big enough accent.
I'm born and raised in Dallas, and I don't have, like, a big accent either, so.
No, you don't have one at all.
Not all of us do.
No. Well, my uncle is a country musician, Dirk Spentley, and he actually performed here Sunday night.
That's your uncle?
It's my uncle. And he has to sort of enhance his accent.
Does he fake it?
He's gotten it because he's lived in Nashville for so long, but when he grew up, he talked the same way I do.
Your dad's brother?
He's my dad's brother, yeah.
Wow, is your dad really jealous?
I think so. My dad's dream, well, my dad taught him how to play the guitar, and his dream was to be a musician, and so, but Dierks is a really talented songwriter, and he, you know, he had all the...
Is he rich? Is he, like, super
yes.
stinking rich?
I mean, he does well.
Like, yeah. beyond anything? Like, you go to his place. Does he have, like, a Dollywood-type place in Nashville?
No.
Like an amusement park?
No, he doesn't have that, but he does
yeah,
have
got
a
Durky
really
Wood.
Nice home theater. That's very cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is he married?
He is married. He married his middle school girlfriend.
He married a middle schooler?
That sounds terrible. He reconnected with the girl that he dated in eighth grade at a wedding, and they ended up getting married, and they dated and got
Enough
married.
Enough about him. Talk about her. Is she
married? How old's Dierks?
About 38.
Why does he have an S on the end of it?
It's a family name.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What's your dad's name? Bob's?
No, it's Bart.
Barts,
but that's funny.
Oh, thank you. I'm kind of funny.
And she's Brooks.
Now, you work for who?
I work for Yahoo Sports Radio.
What do you do there?
I am an anchor. I
a Trojan too.
Now I went to USC.
Who's that?
Right on.
That which did not sit well with Eddie George.
Yeah, Eddie George just walked past. Yeah, he did go to the Ohio State. So, and you moved back to Houston.
I did. I moved back to work for the Texans. I was the team's in-house reporter for a couple of years.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So, are you currently with man and all that?
I am with man.
Married?
Engaged.
Engaged.
To
that's
whom?
Lovely. From a Houston boy?
A Dallas boy, actually.
Really?
Is he black?
How old is he?
He's a little bit older. He just turned 35.
35? How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, that's good.
Is your fiance
black?
Pardon?
Is he black?
Does he play football? No.
What?
Because all black people play football.
Wow. I'm sorry, America. I'm sorry for laughing so hard. No, I said, is he black?
Oh my gosh. Now I feel too like a total idiot. No, he's not. Like my answer was so dumb.
So stereotypical.
What do you mean? Does he play football?
No. No, he's a rapper.
Jeez.
A rapper.
I feel like an idiot now.
Oh, that's great. So are you going to move to Dallas?
No, we're going to stay in Houston.
Oh, come on. What's he do?
He
gravy train off you?
No,
has he ever heard of the ticket?
Private equity firm.
Okay, that sounds like a lot
has
of money.
Has he ever heard of the ticket?
Have you ever heard of the ticket in Dallas?
I sure have.
Okay, well, you're on it.
I'm a big fan of the ticket, actually.
You're kidding.
No, I should be telling him this right now.
Well, that'd be tough because you're talking to me.
I'm talking to you, but
he's a fan, huh?
He is a huge
Does
fan.
Does she know who you are?
Oh, wow. Well, tell him my name's Corby. Tell him that Corby said hello.
I will do that.
You are
nice
my
talking
whore.
To you, Brooke.
Nice talking to you, Corby.
Be good. Well, there you go.
That was great.
How'd that go for you?
Great. Dude, there's about 20 people over there. I was buckled over. Did you see me?
Yeah.
They were all just turned around looking. Oh, God, that was funny.
Oh, man.
Good That's job, awesome. Snake.
Yeah. Hey.
Nicely done. Nicely done.